Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Effectively Describe Managing an Online Crisis. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I understand the importance of being well prepared for various topics that may arise during the test. One such topic that has gained relevance in recent years is managing online crises. In this article, we'll explore how to effectively answer questions related to this subject, providing you with valuable insights to boost your IELTS speaking score. Part 1: Introduction and Interview. In the first part of the IELTS speaking test, you may encounter questions related to your online experiences. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: How often do you use social media? Band 6-7. Answer: I use social media quite frequently, probably a few times a day. I mainly use it to stay in touch with friends and family and to keep up with current events. Band 8-9. Answer: I'd say I'm a fairly active social media user. I tend to check my accounts several times throughout the day, primarily to stay connected with loved ones and to keep abreast of current affairs. However, I'm also mindful of not letting it consume too much of my time. Question: Have you ever had a negative experience online? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I have. Once, I posted something without thinking, and some people misunderstood it. It was quite stressful dealing with the negative comments. Band 8-9. Answer: Indeed, I have. I recall an incident where I inadvertently posted a comment that was misconstrued by several users. The ensuing backlash was quite overwhelming, and it really opened my eyes to the importance of being cautious and considerate in online interactions. Part 2: Long-term cue card. Now, let's focus on a cue card related to managing an online crisis. Describe a time when you had to manage a crisis online. You should say what the crisis was about, how you handled it, what the outcome was, and explain how you felt about the experience. Band 6-7. Answer: I'd like to talk about a time when I had to manage an online crisis. It happened last year when I was managing social media for a small local business. We accidentally posted an image with incorrect pricing for a popular product, which led to a lot of angry customers commenting and messaging us. To handle it, I quickly removed the post and created a new one explaining the mistake. I also responded to each comment personally, apologizing for the error. We decided to offer a small discount to those who had seen the incorrect price as a goodwill gesture. The outcome was mostly positive. Most customers appreciated our quick response and the discount offer. We did lose a few customers, but overall, our honesty and quick action helped maintain our reputation. I felt quite stressed during the crisis, but also learned a lot about crisis management. It made me realize the importance of double-checking information before posting and having a plan for handling mistakes. Band 8-9. Answer: I'd like to recount an incident where I had to navigate a particularly challenging online crisis. This occurred approximately 18 months ago when I was overseeing the social media presence of a burgeoning local enterprise. We inadvertently shared a post containing erroneous pricing information for one of our most sought-after products, which promptly sparked a deluge of disgruntled customer comments and messages. To address the situation, I swiftly implemented a multi-step approach. Firstly, I expeditiously removed the offending post and crafted a new one, transparently acknowledging our mistake and offering a sincere apology. I then personally engaged with each comment, ensuring our response was both empathetic and solution-oriented. In an effort to make amends, we devised a special discount offer for those who had been exposed to the incorrect information. The aftermath of our actions was largely favorable. The majority of our customers expressed appreciation for our prompt and honest response, as well as the goodwill gesture of the discount. While we did experience a minor attrition in our customer base, the overall integrity of our brand remained intact, if not strengthened, due to our transparent handling of the situation. Throughout this ordeal, I experienced a gamut of emotions. The initial stress and anxiety were palpable, but as we navigated through the crisis, I found myself becoming more composed and analytical. This experience was incredibly enlightening, underscoring the critical importance of meticulous fact-checking before disseminating information and the necessity of having a robust crisis management protocol in place. It served as a catalyst for implementing more stringent quality control measures in our social media operations, ultimately enhancing our overall online presence. Follow-up questions. How important is it for businesses to have a social media presence? Band67 answer. I think it's very important for businesses to be on social media these days. It helps them connect with customers and promote their products or services easily. Band89 answer. In today's digital landscape, a strong social media presence is virtually indispensable for businesses. It serves as a powerful tool for brand building, customer engagement, and market research. Moreover, it provides an unparalleled platform for real-time communication with customers, allowing businesses to swiftly address concerns and capitalize on opportunities. What skills do you think are necessary for managing social media effectively? Band67, answer. I believe good communication skills are essential. You also need to be creative, organized, and able to handle pressure, especially when things go wrong. Band89, answer. Effective social media management requires a diverse skill set. Paramount among these is exceptional communication ability, both written and visual. Creativity is crucial for crafting engaging content that resonates with the target audience. Analytical skills are necessary for interpreting data and fine-tuning strategies. Additionally, crisis management capabilities and the ability to remain composed under pressure are invaluable, particularly when navigating potentially volatile situations online. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: How has social media changed the way businesses interact with customers? Band67, answer. Social media has made communication between businesses and customers much faster and more direct. Companies can now respond to customer queries quickly and get instant feedback on their products or services. Band89, answer. Social media has fundamentally transformed the business-customer dynamic. It has ushered in an era of unprecedented transparency and immediacy in communications. Businesses now have the capability to engage in real-time dialogues with their customer base, facilitating rapid response to queries and concerns. This two-way communication channel has empowered consumers, giving them a more prominent voice in shaping brand narratives and product development. Moreover, it has provided businesses with invaluable insights into customer preferences and behaviors, allowing for more targeted and personalized marketing strategies. However, this heightened visibility also means that companies must be ever vigilant in managing their online reputation, as negative experiences can quickly escalate and reach a vast audience. Question: Do you think the rise of social media has made crisis management more challenging for businesses? Band67, answer. Yes, I think social media has made crisis management harder for businesses. News spreads very quickly online, and companies need to respond much faster than before to prevent damage to their reputation. Band89, answer. The advent of social media has undoubtedly added layers of complexity to crisis management for businesses. The viral nature of online content means that negative news or customer experiences can spread like wildfire, potentially causing significant reputational damage in a matter of hours, if not minutes. This rapid dissemination of information necessitates an equally swift and well-coordinated response from businesses. Moreover, the democratization of information through social platforms means that companies no longer have full control over their narrative. User-generated content, whether in the form of reviews, comments, or shared experiences, can quickly shape public perception, sometimes overshadowing official company statements. However, it's worth noting that while social media has intensified the challenges of crisis management, it has also provided new tools for businesses to address issues proactively. The ability to monitor online sentiment in real time and engage directly with stakeholders can, when leveraged effectively, allow companies to nip potential crises in the bud or mitigate their impact more efficiently than ever before. Therefore, while the landscape has become more challenging, it has also opened up new avenues for nimble and authentic crisis response. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Navigate, navigate, verb, to plan or direct a course. Example: We had to navigate through a complex situation. Inadvertently, adverb, without intention, accidentally. Example, we inadvertently shared incorrect information. Deluge, deluge, noun, a severe flood, a heavy fall of rain. Example, the mistake led to a deluge of complaints. Empathetic, adjective, showing an ability to understand and share the feelings of another. Example, our response was both empathetic and solution-oriented. Palpable, adjective, able to be touched or felt. Example, the stress in the office was palpable during the crisis. Stringent, adjective, strict, precise, and exacting. Example, we implemented more stringent quality control measures. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like online crisis management, develop a wide vocabulary. Use a range of words and phrases related to social media, business, and crisis management. Practice coherent storytelling. For part two, structure your answer logically, covering all points in the cue card. Embrace complexity. In part three, demonstrate your ability to discuss abstract ideas by considering multiple perspectives. Use real-life examples. Draw from personal experiences or current events to illustrate your points. Show awareness of nuance. Acknowledge that issues often aren't black and white, especially in complex topics like online communication. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on various topics to improve your ability to speak at length without hesitation. By following these tips and studying the sample answers provided, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about managing online crises in your IELTS speaking test. For more insights on related topics, you might find these articles helpful. The Impact of Social Media on Mental Health Stigma. Social Media's Influence on Modern Activism. Social Media's Role in Public Diplomacy. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is practice and preparation. Good luck with your test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.